Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cuts of ever-searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness.
That's Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. Lost him too soon. That song's The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. That's the first song on the Innocent Age album. You'll like it. You'll like that album, too. I encourage you to check it out. Thanks for hanging out with me. Alan Mates is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and we're talking about helping you get more sales. Giving you the key to unlock the mysteries of the future of the marketplace. And the future, by the way, folks, is like in about 5 seconds. And it's going to change in about a minute and a half. You have to have another key for that, right, Alan?
Right.
It really is getting almost it's understandable, Alan, for especially for small business owners to see how they could get kind of weary about how things are changing so fast. It's understandable, isn't it?
It is, because they have so many different things to worry about. They, you know, they're worrying about their own little world. How they're going to improve their own business.
How about make payroll on Friday?
Yeah, that's a big one, too. But what they can't forget is the need to get the word out, to get the word out in a meaningful way so they continue to build their business. And whether build means actually expand it in size or build means, you know, better relationships with your customers and more profitable, most small businesses in one way or another are looking to build or grow. And I think you mentioned something really interesting right before the break about, you know, the small business owner doing a video. You know, what mm-hmm. we're finding is helpful is the new viral.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Say it again, Alan.
And helpful is the new viral.
Wow. And that's
and that
what
is the, some of the value add that you were referring to earlier when you're shopping at a small business.
People already know pretty much how to use your stuff. They're probably as good as you are at how to use your stuff, but they might need a little bit, maybe you know, you probably know something they don't know, or a new application they don't know about, or a new solution or something, or don't presume that they know. Helpful. I like that. Helpful is the new viral. And you know, I think here's something I think is really important. And you brought, it connects to what you said in the last segment. When you're helping them, when you're demonstrating something, if you're doing something like this, don't feel the need to then say, and you can buy all this at our store. We got a new sale going on, $5.99. You know, blah blah blah. Just help them. They'll come to you if you help them, won't they?
They sure will. And it's making sure you're offering some form of help in the various splintered communication world we live in today.
Yeah. It's okay to remind them that you're in business and that you're there. But people are attracted more, I think, today to authenticity and to connection than they are to an aggressive call to action. What do you think, Alvin? You're in the business.
I agree. You need to earn people's interest, not buy it.
But that takes patience, though, doesn't it? It's not easy to do, having come through, if you've been a 20th century marketer all these years.
Well, that's very true. But, you know, if you don't like change and the speed of change, my guess is you're going to like irrelevancy even less.
And that is the deal, isn't it, Alan, the speed thing? Because as I've said many times, change isn't different. I mean, a computer is just a fancy wheel. The thing that's taking our breath away these days is the velocity of change.
That's correct. At least that's my opinion on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And staying up with it and understanding how to utilize it as a marketing tool and not be afraid of it.
Well, in my opinion, this is why small business owners need people like you guys, Alan, you and people in other disciplines who are... This is all you do, is you keep up with how things are changing. And it's not easy. It's almost impossible to execute, to operate your business, and also to keep up with all the things that you need to be focusing on in the future, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure helps to have two teenagers in the house. Learn a lot from their daily communication habits.
It is amazing how much, or just You know, every small business needs at least 120-something working for them, don't they?
They sure do.
And pay attention to them, but be careful, though. After a while, Alan, they'll start to think that they're more important than you are, and that's dangerous.
No question.
Alan, give us the website again, please.
It's www.robinsonmates.com.
M-A-I-T-E-S is how you spell mates. Hey, Alan, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Alan Mates, ladies and gentlemen, he's been a great friend of ours now for some time now, and a good friend of my company, too. I really appreciate the values that he demonstrates in the marketplace. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.